You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone. Kathy Quinn here, normally on Fox 4 on the morning show. On the weekends, though, this radio show right here on this station, I love doing it because it's public affairs with an entertaining spin. So we talk about all sorts of things. And we are going to be talking about Kids in Cars, big announcement they made about a program that they're partnering with State Farm Insurance. And it's just common sense things to keep your kids safe in and around vehicles. The YMCA is going to keep your kids learning throughout the summer. They have these summer camps. We actually visited a spring break camp, so it was kind of neat. But we'll find out how you can sign up for those during the summer. And Goodwill Industries, we'll find out that they are much more than just a thrift store, a secondhand store. Absolutely. They do lots of work, lots of good work in the community. First up, we have Jordan Elo, and he's from YMCA, and we are going to talk about, okay, lots of folks have been on spring break, but you know, summer break is coming up, and the YMCA has parents covered as far as keeping the kids going and learning. Talk about, Jordan, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Talk about the statistics that show, you know, during the summer, it's better to keep them, you know, occupied and learning because they lose some of what they've learned. Talk about that.
Yeah, so during the school year, kids are engaged, you know, 9 months out of the year in the classroom getting those science, math, and reading components, and then they hit the summertime, and some kids just, that drops off, and so you lose that. And so we see statistically that kids lose approximately about a half a grade level to a grade level in their reading competencies over the summertime, and so, and then they have small drawbacks as well in math and science when they're not doing those things during the summer. And so at the Y, we really incorporate during our summer camp programs fun and exciting ways to do math and reading, science through STEM projects, that incorporate those educational reinforcements that they picked up during the school year. And we do it in a way that the kids just don't really think about as your traditional classroom homework or classroom work that they're doing with their teachers on a daily basis.
So the YMCA... And we were there earlier this week where there was a spring break camp, but this is what you similarly do during the summer as well. Let's talk about those camps because you're doing them all across the metro.
We are. We've got 15 camps this summer from Spring Hill all the way up to Platte County and districts in between where we operate the programs right inside the schools in the various districts that we're at. And providing those STEM resources to kids to be able to function those science and technology, you know, the themed weeks. And it's really flexible for a parent because you don't have to sign your kid up for the 11 or 12 weeks of the summer. You can come in and pick and choose. If they're going to grandma for a week, you can, you know, pull them out. If your kids are coming in, if your grandkids are coming into town and you want something for them to do that's exciting for a week or two, we've also got that available. It's a really flexible schedule for parents to be able to choose what they think is going to be engaging for their kids.
And I think the thing, too, having had, you know, younger kids way back when, they fill up so fast. So is there plenty of room out there?
They do. With it, camps still today, they fill up really fast. We opened our registration about a month ago. Some of our camps are about half full at this point. We've got different licensing capacities. Our largest camps, we'll see about 120 kids in those camps. And some of those camps are already to about 60 to 65 kids a week right now as we head in towards the spring months. But, you know, if you're thinking about camp and you're looking for different options, all the information we've got posted on the Kansas City YMCA's website, it's kansascityymca.org. And under our summer camp section, it lists out the locations for all of our camps. You know, really important for our families just out there. You know, you don't always have to go to camp where you live. The options and opportunities to look for camps, maybe on your way to work, is also a flexibility that we've got. So with so many camps so spread out, it's really nice for parents.
So what I noticed when we were at the spring break camp, there was a physical activity, there was a brain activity. So you've kind of got a well-rounded approach to keeping the kids going.
Yeah, every day we've got full lesson plans every single day, and we kind of incorporate different themes, whether it be an engineering, pioneering, sports theme, whatever that week entails. There's a lesson plan each day that knocks off about 10 to 15 different activities that a kid could be doing on site. You get the physical fitness. You've got some enrichment activities in there as far as those STEM projects. Maybe you've got some quiet time for reading. You've got field trips throughout the week that we've got. We go swimming once a week, so kids are getting out and playing in the water. And it's really focused on, you know, being out and about, being active, but also being able to tie in some of those school pieces so the kids don't lose all of those techniques and things they've been working on throughout the school year as well.
Yeah, because that's so important. You don't want them to start the school year like, oh, gosh, you've gone back now. Okay, so as far as cost, how mm-hmm. cost effective is this for families out there? And, you know, if they have multiple children.
Yeah, so our cost structure is a little different in each of our districts because we recognize that some families socioeconomically need some help out there, and we always provide scholarship assistance. So regardless when you're looking at what a rate of our camps are, we always have scholarships for families to make it affordable for siblings. We understand families have 2-3 children and may not always be able to afford camp at what a set rate is. So we give back to the families that definitely need it and support whenever we can, because we don't want to exclude any of those kids just because of a dollar amount.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking to Jordan from the YMCA, and you've been with them how long?
Right about 6 years. Once we start camp, it'll be the 6-year mark for me.
So what is it that keeps you kind of, obviously, you know, people do what they're doing because they love to do what they're doing. What is it about the YMCA that you like?
Man, I like seeing kids just grow up. You know, I've been here for almost six years, and I started working for the Y as an after-school coordinator. And, you know, to see kids grow and become young adults, it's something really rewarding for me. I've got a heavy background in the Boy Scouts of America, so the YMCA for me was a natural fit. But to see kids just grow up and learn those leadership responsibilities and competencies and grow, it's great to have that on a daily basis.
I think that's wonderful, the YMCA. All right, so what we're talking about, summer camp, and we were at a spring break camp earlier this week, and we saw the kids having a good time. They were so full of personality. What age group was that where we were?
So we had 6-year-olds, so we had kindergartners, so even maybe a 5-year-old up to 5th grade, so maybe a 12-year-old. So we got 5 to 12-year-olds at most of our camps, spring break and summer.
And they were having a good time.
Yeah, they always have a great time. You know, they just want to play, you know. And whenever they're playing and having a good time and you're masking some of those educational pieces with it, it makes it even better for them, because they don't even realize most of the time that they're hitting those competencies and they're, you know, building on the things that they're learning in the classrooms. So for us to be able to work with the schools and carry that over, it's a win-win for everybody.
All right. Thank you so very, very much, Jordan Elo from the YMCA. Have a really good spring and rock on summertime.
Thank you very much.
All right, honey. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Hey there. This is Gene Fox, and perhaps you've seen me on TV and Outdoor Outlook. I'm a conservationist, and I just love talking about the great outdoors. And I'd love to talk to you about one of my best hunting and fishing buddies, John Serta. I met John sometime back when I was looking for a trainer for my hunting dog, Rainier. John is the dog whisperer, and he turned my setter into a champ. Certified Gun Dogs, 816-726-6145.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KC Forum. And up next, we are going to talk about kids and cars, a big announcement that they had, a big demonstration that they had this last week. And we've got Amber Rollins on the line, and we'd like to welcome you to the show. We love having you on here.
Oh, thanks, Kathy. I love joining you.
Well, you know, for years and years now, you've been warning us on different things and helping us around cars and kids. And so what we'd like to talk about is the big announcement that you had this week. It's something that you partnered with State Farm Insurance.
So we launched a brand new child vehicle safety program called Child Proof Your Ride this week. And the whole idea of the program is we want to expand what people think of when they're thinking about childproofing. You know, so traditionally, when you hear the word childproof, you think of covering outlets in your home and strapping furniture to the walls and getting rid of cord blinds. But we're going to take that a step further outside of the home into our driveways mm-hmm. and the inside of our vehicles and roadways and parking lots and help parents learn about all of the dangers that their children face in and around vehicles and what they can do to mitigate those dangers.
So the thing is, these are dangers that you don't even think of. I mean, they're you think they're so ridiculous that nothing would happen. For instance, a hot tailpipe. I mean, we're not that short that we're near the hot tailpipe, but the kids are.
Yeah, you know, that's a great example. Another example is, you know, power windows or sunroofs. Anything that has a motor in the car, electric seats, you know, these features in our vehicle can be very dangerous for children. Most people have no idea that thousands of children have been strangled to death or very seriously injured by power windows.
Wow. It's unbelievable. So talk about the statistics of kids and cars. You always talk about this. The number one, tell me that.
So vehicle-related incidents are the number one killer of children in our country. Number one. I mean,
No. That's
huge. And what's really the good news, you know, that's really bad news, but the good news is that most of those incidents are preventable.
They're preventable. Okay. And so what you're talking about with this program, it's different than any other program because of the focus of it.
So another thing that parents really have to understand is that toddlers should never be walking on their own 2 feet through parking lots, in the driveway, in a roadway, anywhere that's near a moving vehicle or mm-hmm. even parked vehicles because they move.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to carry them. If you've got multiple children, use a stroller, use a shopping cart. Remember that those toddlers' feet should never be walking on their own when you're near vehicles.
Because they're impulsive. They don't know danger. It's a scary situation. There was a situation that happened in Kansas City earlier this week, and our prayers go out to the family of a 3-year-old little boy. How many times have I had my children when they were young? And it just a horrible thing. It was in downtown Kansas City. Amber, as you know, and poor family. I mean, just kids, they're impulsive.
They are. You know, they don't have the cognitive ability at that age to understand that putting themselves in front of a moving vehicle is a bad move. You know, they don't mm-hmm. get it, and they see something they want, they're going for it no matter what. And they will not hesitate to jump in front of a moving car. And we've seen it happen time and time again. And that's why it's just so important that we don't give them that option.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and holding their hand is not enough because they can pull away from you in a split second and then it's too late.
Gosh. So there are a lot more tips and you do a lot of things on your website. Really good website.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've got a lot of information for parents, but also there's information on there about vehicle safety features that can protect their children and technology that they can add to their current vehicle that would also make it safer for their children. And that website is it's Kids and Cars, A-N-D, kidsandcars.org. And on the homepage, you'll see a Childproof Your Ride logo. If you click on that, it'll take you right to the page where you need to learn everything you need to know about how to keep your child safe in their own cars.
All right. So let me ask you, have things changed? I know you've been working with Kids in Cars for about 13 years. You have your own brand new baby. Couple of questions then. Have things changed for the better as far as safety in cars?
You know, we've made a lot of improvements, right? Every car comes with a backup camera now, which is absolutely wonderful. We can finally see what's behind us when we're backing up, and we have seen the number of backovers decrease as backup cameras have been added to vehicles. And we were successful in getting safer power window switches in cars, and we've seen the number of power window tragedies go down.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, I mean, it's all great. So really great improvements, but far too many children are still dying. It's still the number one killer of children in our country. And if there's one thing parents can do to keep their children safe, it is to take vehicle dangers seriously and learn what they can do to protect them.
All right. And so what we're doing is talking to Amber Rollins from Kids in Cars. And with the new announcement they had this week that focuses this new program that State Farm had a grant and they gave it to them so you can get the word out. I love those brochures too. So that plus the website, if you have any questions, you know, and it could be not even just parents, it's grandparents, you know. Things have changed with my two grandchildren that I have now. The seats are different. That's important too.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the number one things to do to keep your child safe in their own vehicle is to make sure that you are using the proper car seat mm-hmm. and that they are, you know, strapped in correctly on every single ride. That means you need to educate yourself as well as anybody else who's transporting or caring for your child. And what parents can do is visit a certified car seat technician and have them install your seats for you mm-hmm. and teach you how to do it correctly. So believe it or not, 3/4 of car seats are incorrectly installed.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize you could go to a car seat technician. How do I find out?
So you can contact your local police department. A lot of the departments have car seat technicians that are certified. They're able to do that install for you. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you're really helping you with a certified car seat technician. They undergo a great deal of training to be able to do that. And, you know, like you said, all these car seats are different. They are very complex. It's something that you really have to take the time to learn.
Perfect.
From a professional.
Okay.
So you can contact your local law enforcement. Sometimes the fire departments will have somebody. Or you can Google Safe Kids, call them, and they can connect you with a technician in your area.
Perfect. Amber Rollins, thank you so very much, my darling, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right, we got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KC Forum. It's Public Affairs with an Entertaining Spin. And we are here, if you hear some background noise, we're here at Goodwill. I've got Miss Laura Ritterbuch with us, and we are talking about the good work that Goodwill does. You're not just a store that you come in and say, hey, I found a really cool chair, I found a shirt, or whatever. There's a lot behind Goodwill.
There is definitely a lot behind Goodwill. So all those purchases and donations that people make to Goodwill support our workforce development programs, which include helping people find jobs, as well as providing education and training for individuals who need that as well.
All right. So earlier this week, we did a live chat with a young man named Colin, who is headed to Abu Dhabi. By this time, he'll be there with Special Olympics. So he runs a machine in the back that bales some of the old items and everything. So he found a place here.
Absolutely. So what we did with Colin is we worked with him on creating an application and a resume as well as interview skills. And then he identified the types of jobs he was interested in and he liked warehouse work. So we identified a spot here at the Retail Operations Center we thought he would be good at. So once he interviewed and he landed the job on his own, then we were able to come in and provide him support as he needs it on the job to make sure he can learn it well and do a good job in his role here.
I think what's kind of neat is I spoke with his supervisor right after we talked to him, and she said he's just a pleasure to work with. He comes in, he smiles, he's very talkative, asks everybody how their day has gone, and he's just a good worker, bottom line, but having the added of him be just a pleasant person.
Yes, he loves to go to work, and he does not miss work. So he is normally, he's never late, and he's on time, and he's here when he's supposed to be working, and he really wants to do a good job.
All right, so he's headed to Abu Dhabi for the Special Olympics. He's going to play bocce ball, which is Italian kind of a bowling. He's been doing it for many, many years, and he loves it. It's just, it's, you know, you could see he wants to come home with the gold medal.
Absolutely. He's very excited, and Goodwill as an employer wants to support him in that, and so they've allowed for him to have extra time off, of course, to go to these games and for future events as well.
All right, so explain how people come in. I know that we've been there before where you've got an office space and you help people with their resumes and things like that. So how does someone get involved with that?
So there are a couple of ways. One is on our website. There is a self-referral or a way to ask for services. So people could go online and fill that out, and then that gets emailed to our leadership. And then we're able to contact them about what services may be right for them. We have some partnering agencies that also refer individuals to us who have a specific barrier to employment.
Okay, and how long have you worked for Goodwill?
I've worked for this Goodwill for almost 3 years, but I've been actually in our Goodwill network nationwide for almost 10 years. So I have experience in different states as well.
People may not realize there's so much to it, you know, that goes on behind the scenes. They don't. They just know that there's a thrift store or a store that I can, you know, there's a lot more behind it.
Absolutely. And it's not even just our workforce development programs. It's our sustainability initiative. So where we're at today at the Retail Operations Center, we also have our salvage operations. So last year, Goodwill diverted over 15 million pounds of goods from the landfill, whether that be through selling it in our stores, selling it at the outlet center here, or selling it into the salvage market where we're recycling things on a regular basis. So we also have a sustainability part of our mission as well.
How many Goodwills are there throughout the country even?
Actually, Goodwills are international, and there's, I believe, 162 at this time.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. When we walked into the outlet today, I got all nervous because you see so much good stuff, and it's really true. You know, someone else thinks it's not worth it, and you're like, yes, I want that. I want that. But what's nice to know is that by spending my dollars, it goes in and it helps people.
Absolutely. Every donation made to a store, every purchase made at one of our locations, whether it be a store or our outlet center, goes directly back to our organization. It stays local to support our mission.
And then where we are right now, there was a line of people waiting to get in. And these places are really popular. They have it down. They have a system.
Yes, there's absolutely a system here. We have a lot of regulars that come to the outlet center. And I would encourage anyone, if you've not experienced it, to please come to the outlet center. It's a fun place to be.
All right. And so if you could describe Goodwill to people out there who are going, you know, in maybe just one or two sentences, just describe why it's something that's needed in the community.
Goodwill not only provides an opportunity for people to donate their stuff, but it provides an opportunity for people to earn and keep employment.
Okay. If there is a phone number or website, or where could they go if they'd like to find out more about Goodwill?
I would suggest our website, www.mocangoodwill.org.
All right. Is there anything else? The microphone is open. What would you like people to know? Maybe a misconception about Goodwill, and you just say, hey, because you've been with them 10 years.
I think the biggest misconception is our best kept secret that we have all these workforce development programs that assist people in finding employment. We're not just a thrift store, and that's a key part of who we are, is as part of taking on donated goods and recycling them, whether it be selling them. But another key piece of us is the workforce development and helping people find and keep jobs.
All right. Thank you so very much. That was Goodwill Industries. Kathy Quinn here, and that is it for us this weekend. I'm so glad you tuned in. Remember, it's right here on this radio station every Sunday between 6:30 and 7. And the way we make it happen is because we got great people. Katie Connors, our executive producer. Andrina Byrne, our associate producer. Ed Walker, who gets us on the air every single weekend. And we've got Doug Medlock, who is the voice. Absolutely. And then we also have the elders. They allow us to use their music right here on this radio show. And just a reminder, they're going on a cruise. The elders are taking a cruise October 13th through the 20th. You want to find out more? They're going to go to Cozumel in Mexico, Jamaica, and the Cayman Islands. And, of course, they will play several gigs while they're on the cruise. And you want to know more, go to eldersmusic.com. elders.com. I'm going to go. It's going to be a lot of fun. So join us for the cruise, eldersmusic.com. And what I'm going to do is leave you right now. We have a few minutes and leave you with a song by one of the elders. This is Sing That Song, Key and Byrne. Until next weekend, see ya.
Song. I haven't heard it for way too long. Will you sing? Remember all the words. Meet me at the chorus. You can take a verse. Song that we sing together, sing that song. Sing that song that we sing together, sing that song. Don't worry, I'm right here by your side. I can take you for a ride. We can leave now, there's no use turning back. Look where you're at, think of what you had. Sing that song that we sing together. Sing that song. Sing that song that we sing together. Sing that song. Sing that song that we sing together. Sing that song. Sing that song that we sing together.